James, KQB News. Well, former Assistant Superintendent of Pittsburgh Police Lawrence J. Maloney says he'll seek the Democratic nomination for mayor in 1969. Maloney says he's prepared to make revelations which would shake the political structure in the city. Maloney said several Republicans had asked him to run for the GOP, but noted that some party leaders are hoping to persuade County Controller Robert Friend to try for that post. Mount Oliver and other police agencies continue their search for 15-year-old Charlene Patrick, daughter of Mount Oliver's mayor. Police department spokesman told KQV News what's happening in the investigation today.
Hey, myself and answered about a half a dozen or more calls yesterday where people, you know, figured they had seen her. And of course, when we arrived, it was the same old thing. Mistaken identity, or there was nothing there.
Ask if there were any new leads.
She seems to be seen all over the town, you know, up over the hill here. But, I don't know, we just can't seem to contact her.
The city of Pittsburgh's Grand Slammer and Summer Recreation Program is getting up a full head of steam. Great summer rec effort yet. Coordinator Richard Galgieri, the mayor's staff, told KQV News.
The idea of the program is to give the youth of our city a variety of activities and programs, and also to involve as many of the youth as we possibly can throughout the city of Pittsburgh in these various programs.
One of the really big new efforts is the first annual Mayor's Junior Baseball Championship Tournament, part of that program. On the KQV Sports Line, Ray Sadecki set a club season's high, striking out 12 batters today. Willie McCovey socked a two-run homer. San Francisco Giants beat the Pirates 7-0. KQV weather, cloudy and warm tonight, low of 65. Cloudy, warm and humid Sunday with afternoon showers, high 85.
This is Jenny Blackton for American Contemporary. Robert Hooks of Television's NYPD is also the co-founder of the Negro Ensemble Company in New York. We'll talk to him about the importance of a black theater in just 60 seconds.
Smokey Bear has helped prevent more than a million forest fires since 1942. Now that's a great record, but Smokey still needs your help. 9 out of 10 forest fires are caused by carelessness, so always follow Smokey's rules. Hold all matches till cold. Crush all smokes dead out and drown that campfire. Stir the ashes and drown it again. Remember, only you can prevent forest fires.
Robert Hooks, is a black theater a cultural necessity?
I think it is a cultural necessity, and I think we're striving toward accomplishing that. I think what we've done as far as audiences are concerned, for instance, our audiences are mostly Negro now. We're bordering on a 70% participation from the working class Negro audiences. There was some talk about the fact that we were not a true black theater because we were located in the village, in the East Village, which is, as you know, hippie land. Well, we don't feel that that's important. If the quality is there, it doesn't matter where you physically locate yourself or geographically locate yourself. We are in the East Village because we are more accessible to Bedford-Stuyvesant, Jamaica, Harlem. We can serve all of the ghettos. We are not a community theater. I do, and I think we all do, all black artists agree that it is an important cultural arts form. I think that that there should be more of it. I think that more Negroes should involve themselves in producing plays, in starting groups like the Negro Ensemble Company, in producing movies and true movies about Negroes. I don't think that a true picture will ever be portrayed on the screen or on the stage if it's done, if produced by whites.
What about that proportion of your audience which is white?
I think that the people that come to the Negro Ensemble Company are people that really and truly like, they're not the Broadway carriage trade audience, mostly they're not. They are people that dig good theater. They're people that they've read about us, they're curious, they're inquisitive, they want to come and see. They come and they keep coming back. We could sell out our entire season on subscription alone from white audiences. We could. And we would if we were not trying to do something else. We're trying to build a black audience.
Robert Hooks, an actor with a direction in mind that is today of the utmost importance. This is Jenny Blackton for American Contemporary.
High time for hires.
If you want to change your place, well, then the time is here.
For the bright and lively flavor of Hires Root Beer.
Open a bottle, Hires.
And right now is a great time for you to get to know the super taste of Hires. Hires with lunch, dinner, snacks, or those great late snacks, or just by itself. Hires stands alone with a distinctive, satisfying taste no other soft drink gives you. Today is perfect for you to get to know the great taste of Hires Root Beer.
Todd Chase, 14 KQV.
The Hollies coming on $1 Million Weekend.
14 KQV plays more music.
Todd,
sit back and have a Pepsi.
Okay, once again, 281-9100. Let's get on the horn, hon. All right, okay.
A combination of talent and soul. The Intruders, bad go-getters.
Cowboys, girl. Shoot 'em up,
shoot 'em up,
bang, bang.
Now there's an entire album of the unique sound of the Intruders. Included in this new release is the Intruders' new hit, Baseball Game. All National Record Marts now feature the Intruders' new album for just.
This is Bill James, KQV News. The 69th Annual Convention of Pennsylvania League of Cities gets underway tomorrow here in Pittsburgh, lasts for 3 days. The League's a statewide nonpartisan association designed to raise the standards of city government through a program of research, information, and legislative action. Well, County Controller Bob Friend says his auditors cannot account for 72,000 pounds of beef at the workhouse during 1967, also missing and unaccounted for about 3,000 gallons of gasoline. The audit's still in progress. And do the people of the workhouse know about this? Well, Friend told KQV News.
I think they know that we've been, they've been cooperating and offering all the books and so forth. And I think they know that things are not up to date.
Former Assistant Superintendent of City Police Lawrence J. Maloney says he'll seek the Democratic nomination for mayor in 1969. Maloney says he's prepared to make revelations that'll shake the political structure in the city. It's off to Europe Monday in a month of concert appearances by the American Youth Symphony Orchestra and Chorus. Where do the young people who make up this group hail from? Donald E. McCatherin, professor of music at Duquesne and conductor of the orchestra, told KQV News.
These students come from, this summer, 25 states. Anyone in the United States is eligible, and the young people range in age from 15 to 21.
The orchestra and chorus will travel by bus and plane while on tour, playing concerts in Scotland, Wales, England, the Netherlands, Germany, Switzerland, and France, ending their concert in New York City the end of the month. And Mr. McCatherin had this invitation from the orchestra.
Anyone who happened to be in the New York area on the evening of the 29th of August, we'd like to have them come to this concert. It's free, and it's at the Commodore Hotel.
KQV weather in a moment.
Where's the best place to buy a car?
At Boyle Chevrolet in Monroeville.
You mean Burl Chevrolet in Monroeville.
That's what I said, Boyle, B-E-Y-E-R-L, Boyle Chevrolet in Monroeville.
Weather-wise, August is dog days. Car-wise, August is bargain days at Burl in Monroeville. Make a once-a-year savings deal on the Chevy of your choice. Turn dog days into big bargain days at Boyle, Burl Chevrolet in Monroeville. Same low GMAC financing rate still in effect. That's Burl Chevrolet in Monroeville, Route 2. 86, just off Route 22.
KQV Weather Service, cloudy and warm tonight, low of 65, cloudy, warm and humid Sunday with scattered afternoon showers and a high of 85. It's 77 degrees. This is Bill James on KQV AM and FM, ABC owned in Pittsburgh.
Todd Chase, 14 KQV.
It's the little old lady from Pasadena.
Shannon Dean on my record machine, little old lady from Pensacola, Florida.
14 KQV plays more music.
My world is filled
with madness. People back again so soon, friends, right? Well, that's show affairs.
Don't be left out in the warm. Come on in where it's freezing. Fresca sugar-free with a taste that's blizzardy.
Frosty drink that takes your thirst by storm.
Pleasing Fresca.
Fresca. Clean, crisp, sugar-free. The ice-cold drink that tastes like a blizzard. Fresca has a really different taste that cuts thirst better than anything.
Don't be left out in the warm. Come on in where it's freezing. Fresca sugar-free with a taste that's blizzardy.
The frosty drink that takes your thirst by storm.
Pleasing Fresca.
Okay, here we go. Okay, baby, your tan's not going to last all winter. I thought I told you that earlier, but I'm telling you again, it's not going to mean you have to be a whiter shade of pale, of course, when you go back to school. You can get a good tan yet this summer. For a deep, rich, lasting tan, all you need is a little sun and a great big bottle of Johnson's Baby and a plane to get you above the smog. Right, right. Johnson's Baby Oil will help get through that smog because it brings in the rays from the sun. That's right, the great Johnson's Baby Oil. Same kind of oil your mom used when you were a little mini kid. Patted it on your boom boom and you went gurgle, gurgle, and it's wonderful. And yes, those little girls grow up, don't they? what was I talking about anyway? I certainly think a lot of the women here in Pittsburgh so far, there are a lot of good-looking chicks. I'll use that Johnson's Baby Lotion out there by the swimming pool today out where I live at Chatham Park Apartments. Too bad they're all over 40. Johnson's is a sun soaker, and we don't want you to overdo it, so get yourself that bottle of Johnson's Baby Oil, and maybe you'll prove me wrong. Maybe you'll tan and tan and stay tan till 1789. Everything's possible when you turn on a tan with Johnson's. Right, baby? Right, baby.
So when you're turning on a tan, turn it on with Johnson's.
Johnson's.
Say, do you feel lucky tonight?
Truck-a-luck, 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 truck-a-luck.
An REA Express truck with prizes.
Truck-a-luck, 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 truck-a-luck.
It's glittering gold.
Truck-a-luck.
Watch for it in your neighborhood soon with great prizes like color TVs.
Mink stove.
Portable TVs.
Electric shavers.
Furniture.
Air purifiers.
Air conditioners.
Hair dryers.
Dishwashers.
Watches.
Gas ranges.
Household appliances and many more prizes from KQB.
The place to be for big prizes and much more summer fun.
Truck-a-luck.
Hey, once again, that number to call to vote on your favorite record of the week for the Disc Derby is 281-9100.
1959 was a great golden year.
Okay, one more time, here it is. Pittsburgh's Scott English, who's not even from here, but you guys adopted him. That's why I'm playing the record again. High on a hill, it's the best place to get high. Because when you come down, High on a Hill, 938 KQB time, Million Dollar Weekend. Cut that out in the back seat. Go in there. Wait till 10 o'clock.
How'd you like to come on a roller coaster ride with me? How'd you like to up and down, around and glide with me? To a place close at hand with Calliope magic and colored balloons in the air. How'd you like to come to Kennywood Park with me? What would you say about take a turnpike ride to Noah's Ark with Kennywood is where it's at. How would you like to ride on the Thunderbolt fast track coaster with me?
wonderful one-day vacation at Kennywood, where the fun people are. Swim in the sunlight pool and ride all the great rides. Take the parkway to the Swiss Vale exit. Fun is so close by at Kennywood.
Pittsburgh's KQV 14.
M-Boy Dukes, as we all take a journey to the center of my mind. Everybody wig out at the parties everywhere, digging the great 14. Let's all take a journey, hold hands, and let it all happen. Let it all happen.
Yeah. Turn my mind. We'll take the time to journey to the center of the mind. Center of the mind.
Everybody making it happen. A date night, Saturday night with the parties in full force right now. Lights down low, digging the sounds of KQB and everybody taking that journey. Wild, psychedelic underground sounds and the Todd Chase Show.
The Great 14, $1 million weekend.
Back to reality one more time. This time a great ballad by the Left Bank. Walk away, Renee. The Left Bank from New Jersey. Just Walk Away, Renee. If you ever wonder what happened to the Left Bank, they got together with the Right Bank and became a plateau.
Now there's a swinging sound, the sound of a triumph, a sweet roar of America's favorite sports car, and Pennsylvania's largest Triumph dealer, A&L Motors, has it waiting for you. Brand new, brash and beautiful TR250s, Spitfire and GT6, hard tops and convertibles. The newest of the great new Triumph line with up to 4 years to pay. Now, for the very first time, A&L Motors swings out with a special sale of demonstrator and official cars. You can get in on the best special deal ever in Triumph from the dealer who knows how to deal. A&L Motors is ready right now to give you as much as $500 over book on a real sharp trade. If you're looking for a great reconditioned sports or economy car, check A&L. You'll have the driving time of your life. Choose from as many as 75 beautifully reconditioned sports and economy cars with no money down and as low as $27 a month. Get the swinging deal from the swinging Triumph dealer, A&L Motors, Route 22 in Monroeville.
There he goes! 180,000 miles an hour right through the concession stand. Oh, boy, I tell you, that guy can really drive.
14 KQV weather.
It's like this, cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunder booms. Tomorrow afternoon and evening, low 65, high Sunday 85. Currently, it's 77 degrees in Bigfield.
I love you, won't you tell me your name? Hello, I love you.
Hello,
I want you. Hello,
I want you, I love you, I need you. On a date night, Pittsburgh, U.S. of A. The Doors. 77 degrees, a great night to get together with your girl and just... kill mosquitoes.
Miss Locke, I've given you a complete examination and I find nothing physically wrong. Tell me more about this peculiar feeling.
Well, it begins with kind of a tingling sensation.
Mm-hmm.
Then I get tintinnabulations and weird emanations.
Hmm.
There are vibrations, too, and popping noises.
Hmm, tintinnabulations, pop-pop, tingles. Miss Locke, do you drink wink?
Why, yes. How did you know?
Here, Miss Locke, have some wink.
But the symptoms...
Yeah, aren't they a groove?
Get a whole new feeling. Get a pop-pop tingle with Wink. You can tune right into the tintinnabulating tingle. That's the taste of Wink. Wink liquidates,
liberates and excitates.
Alkalizes, got big drink.
Wink emanates,
vibrates and scintillates.
Get a pop-pop
tingle with Wink.
Wink, Canada Dry makes it.
The gift of a lifetime is Bulova from Capels. What a combination, Bulova and Capels, two of the oldest, most respected names in Pittsburgh today. Be sure to see Cappell's large selection of Bulova watches, both ladies and gents at all price ranges. Cappell's, Pittsburgh's largest jewelers with three stores, are now showing the newest model Bulova watches. And what a fine selection. You can give or own Bulova for as low as $35. The Bulova watch, the gift of a lifetime. Bulova for accurate timekeeping for only $35. And this low price for your Bulova includes the latest style matching band. Bulova from Cappell's can be yours immediately. Only $1 down and 1 year to pay. Cappell's three stores are conveniently located. Downtown at 535 Liberty Avenue. Cappell's in East Liberty, 6103 Penn Avenue. Northside, 425 East Ohio Street. Cappell's for Pittsburgh's largest diamond and watch display.
1963 was a great golden year.
The Times on the all-new Todd Shea Show on KQV. So in love with you and me. That isn't going too good grammatically. It rhymed
together.
Union Gap, Lady Willpower, or the story of Lady Godiva, right?
Lady Willpower, it's now or never time.
This is news from American Contemporary Radio, and I'm Carl Messmer in Los Angeles. Radio Moscow made a comment on the declaration signed by five Soviet bloc nations at Bratislava. According to Radio Moscow,
the document notes the achievements of the socialist states in all fields and the growth of their international influence. The conference participants stated with one accord that it's the internationalist duty of all the socialist countries to strengthen and defend these achievements.
Radio Moscow also said they emphasized they would never allow anyone to drive a wedge between socialist states. In effect, the declaration gives Czechoslovakia a go-ahead with its liberalization plans. More news from Contemporary Radio in just 60 seconds.
Did you hear about Streaks and Tips? Are you clear about Streaks and Tips?
Sprays on, washes out, all the girls are talking about.
Colorful Streaks and Tips. Wonderful Streaks and Tips.
Streak your hair, tip it, frost it, change it.
Be daring.
It all comes out in the wash.
Nestle Streaks and Tips hair color. Spray on fast, spray on simple. Push the button and zap. Ordinary looking hair is out. New color highlights are in. Add a sophisticated color streak. Give yourself a high fashion tipping or frosting. No bleaching, you just spray it on. Comes in seven super great shades.
Sprays on, washes out. All the girls are talking about.
Streaks and tips, streaks and tips.
It all comes out in the wash.
Yours in a whole range from party colors to retouch shades. Get it from Sun Drug Stores today.
Sunday in Manila, and the death toll from the earthquake has climbed to 150. Rescue workers continued their search for survivors in the debris of a collapsed apartment house. An estimated 250 persons are missing in the rubble. Republican leader Gerald Ford said on arrival in Miami, he notes a great deal of uncertainty. Ford said at this point he's not ruling out the possibility of five or six ballots. Ford is permanent chairman of the GOP convention. At a Miami news conference, Senator George Murphy of California talked about Vietnam. Senator Murphy said,
I think the great number of the American people are sick of this. We all have the same objective. Get it over with. Get it over with. Get a peaceful settlement on a permanent basis, and one that's honorable, and one that will accomplish the things so that 25,000 American boys have been given their lives in vain.
Senator George Murphy also commented on the convention party set for tomorrow night and said it will be strictly a fun party and vowed there wouldn't be a single speech. The party is expected to fatten the GOP coffers by some $1 million. Evangelist Billy Graham, who vowed to stay out of politics, is being as nonpartisan as possible. Graham has accepted invitations to offer prayers at the Republican and Democratic conventions. Dwindling orders from customers who stockpiled against a strike is the reason given for layoffs in the steel industry. However, a spokesman at Bethlehem Steel says,
some layoffs of regular employees are anticipated in the future.
too early to determine how many employees will be affected. We were talking pretty much our own, the local plant right here, the Bethlehem, PA plant.
The Bethlehem spokesman also said plants at other locations have laid off some workers, mostly summer temporary employees. Pittsburgh and United States Steel are shutting down furnaces. Vice President Humphrey commented on rumors President Johnson is managing the Democratic Convention from backstage. He said, poor President Johnson, he gets blamed for the most blamed things. Humphrey campaigned in Detroit and then flew home to Minnesota. Richmond Flowers, a one-time Alabama state attorney general, says he's innocent of federal charges of extortion. Flowers, an outspoken foe of George Wallace, is charged with three others in connection with the stock transactions. The military leader of Biafra declared a unilateral truce and left for Addis Ababa in peace talks Monday with Nigeria. Fighting has been going on for 14 months. And that's the report from Biafra that's making contemporary news.
Here's a pleasant thought. Right at this moment, in the rolling green highlands of Pennsylvania's Laurel Mountains, a delightful beer is being brewed for your enjoyment. The name of the beer is Rolling Rock, the beer that's better because it's brewed from mountain spring water. At the Rolling Rock Brewery, the sights and sounds of nature are plentiful. From the cool pleasantness of the mountain air to the sparkling quality of the mountain spring water. There, under the watchful eyes of skilled brewmasters, Rolling Rock is brewed slowly and carefully, then leisurely aged. Ask for a bottle of Rolling Rock beer at your favorite tavern. And to enjoy it at home, you can order it by the case from your neighborhood dealer. Although Rolling Rock is best known for its small 7-ounce green pony bottle, if you prefer the larger size, you can also buy it in 12-ounce bottles and cans.
KQV Weather Service, cloudy and warm tonight, a low of 65. Cloudy, warm and humid Sunday with afternoon thunder showers. A high tomorrow, 85. It's 77 degrees. This is Bill James on KQV, ABC owned in Pittsburgh.
Todd Chase, 14 KQV.
Macy's Live, coming off bits and pieces. Oh, yeah!
Attention, your attention, please. In the Pepsi Winner's Circle, here's this week's winner in the KQV Grand Champion Sweepstakes.
From Los Angeles. Tremendous, out of sight, where it's at, a happening thing. The Association, the song you picked to be a big one, and it certainly is going to be. Six-man band on KQB. Million Dollar Weekend, Todd Chase radio program. Pittsburgh, you're too much. Way to get in there in a Votaruni. You did a good, you done splendid.
Question, when is a used car not a used car?
Answer, when it's a used car from Wills Motor Company, Pittsburgh's largest Plymouth, Chrysler, and Imperial dealer on Route 51 South, across from the Southland Shopping Center.
That's right, a used car from Wills Motor Company is really only a previously owned car, and that's where the difference comes in.
The Wills Motor Company prides itself on the quality of their used cars. Each car traded in on a new Plymouth, Chrysler, or Imperial at Wills Motor Company is thoroughly reconditioned, cleaned, and put in A1 running order.
If you're getting a car for the first time, get one that's going to give you value and economy.
See Wills Motor Company last, and you'll prove to yourself that there are no finer used cars anywhere in Pittsburgh.
Wills Motor Company, Route 51 South, across from the Southland Shopping Center.
Hey, how about this one? An extremely clean 63 Chrysler 300 hardtop. This one's so clean, you can eat off the back floor. If you ever happen to get back there with some food... Burgundy in color with white leather buckets, fully equipped and specially priced Monday only at Wills Motor Company, Route 51 across from the Southland Shopping Center. Forget about going to work on Monday. Step out there and swing.
1964 was a great golden year. Nobody more than me.
Written by the Beatles, sung by Peter and Gordon. Nobody I know. Chase show coming on from the Great 14. KQ, you can tell they're tourists, I tell you.
Million Dollar Weekend.
It's Sonny Cher at 10 after 11. No, sorry, you're supposed to be home by 11. It's only 11 after 10. Sorry. Didn't mean to shake you up. 77 degrees on the great 14 Cher Turner. Written by Bobby Dylan, that Sonny Cher coming on a Million Dollar Weekend with yours truly, Toddy O'Chase, on a Saturday night. How you doing? Oh, really?
How'd you like to come on a roller coaster
and
ride with me? How'd you like to up and down, around and glide with me? To a place close at hand with Calliope magic and colored balloons in the air. How'd you like to come to Kennywood Park with me? What would you say about that? Take a turnpike ride to Noah's Ark with Kennywood is where it's at. How would you like to ride on the Thunderbolt fast track coaster with me?
Have a wonderful one-day vacation at Kennywood, where the fun people are. Swim in the sunlight pool and ride all the great rides. Take the parkway to the Swiss Vale exit. Fun is so close by at Kennywood.
Taste the other's cold Pepsi pours it on. Any time of Thursday, Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi's got that special taste created for the cold. The cold turns on that Pepsi ride, makes Pepsi Cola come alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Say, why don't you right now pour it on with a cold Pepsi-Cola. Whether you're at home or with friends, any time is Pepsi time. And right now is a perfect time to really enjoy an ice-cold Pepsi. So pour it on, Pepsi.
KQV brings you the funniest night of the year on September 1st.
Hello there, this is your old buddy Pat Paulson speaking to you from some stuffy little recording studio that should be condemned by the health department. I'm putting up with all this because the Smothers Brothers and John Hartford asked me to tell you that they'll be appearing in your town real soon. They figured you'd listen to me.
KQB thinks enough of you to bring the Smothers Brothers to Pittsburgh Sunday night, September 1st at Civic Arena. Advance tickets now on sale at all National Record Marts and Civic Arena.
14 KQB weather.
Cloudy tonight, scattered showers and thunder booms tomorrow afternoon and evening. Low 65 tonight. High on Sunday, 85 currently. Right now in your town of Pittsburgh, U.S. of A on a fate night, 77 degrees. And it's a Voice and Heart production. Everybody sing along. You're still my favorite girlfriend, Tiny Tim. Yeah. Cooking on a great $1 million weekend.
Here's Joe Tex for Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Oh, speaking of cooking.
He's fixing Sunday dinner 7 days a week.
Scooby-Doo.
Take it from the Colonel all 7 days a week. Chicken finger licking good. Take it from the Colonel. Tastes like you knew it would. Hey!
Colonel Sanders and his Kentucky Fried Chicken are a real lifesaver there, gang. Blended with a special recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Oh, it's wonderful. Kentucky Fried Chicken is finger-looking good and ready to take home in just moments. There just isn't any other chicken quite like it. No fuss, no muss, just delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken by the box, bucket, or barrel. And now there's a new Kentucky Fried store right there in Crafton at 35 Foster Avenue next to the Crafton Ingram Shopping Center. Kentucky Fried Chicken. Oh, it's wonderful. I love it. Finger licking.
Uncle Bill Bauman at Bauman Chevrolet hits the panic button.
That's Uncle Bill Bauman hitting the panic button at Bauman Chevrolet, 432 Penn Avenue.
Uncle Bill Bauman has over 500 new and used cars right on the lot for you to choose from.
And Uncle Bill Bauman has gone topless.
Uncle Bill Bauman has gone topless?
Yes, Uncle Bill Bauman has gone topless. Listen, you'll get a new 1968 Impala topless, a convertible, for only $27.88 after only 10% down.
Now that's worth hitting the panic button for.
It's the wildest convertible sale ever at Bauman Chevrolet, 432 Penn Avenue, as Uncle Bill Bauman says. If you haven't been to Bauman Chevrolet, you don't know what you're missing.
And now you too can go topless with the Bauman Chevrolet 1968 Impala convertible for only $27.88 after only 10% down.
Uncle Bill Bauman Chevrolet, 432 Penn Avenue.
The great $14 million weekend.
Written by Johnny Sebastian, who heads up the group, The Lovin' Spoonful, Do You Believe in Magic? Magic.
This is Bill James, KQV News. Will LBJ accomplish a partial rollback of the steel price hikes? Vance Bell, editor of Steel Magazine Industry Weekly, tells KQV News.
Just the way U.S. Steel has come out and announced increases on three products and nothing else would indicate that they're sort of watching it and seeing how far they ought to go. Now, if they see the pressure is about so-so, they may come out with 3%, and then everyone else will back off, and they'll all end up with about the same thing. That's what we would expect. He's going to try, certainly, and they would have a little leeway to back off from 5% and still cover themselves, I think, from what I can compute.
Well, three major steel producers began shutting down furnaces and laying off workers today because of the dwindling demands from overstocked customers. Some companies also face cancellation of all government purchases on the order of President Johnson, angered by that recent price increases. Well, there'll be no courtroom showing of Therese and Isabel this Monday in Common Pleas Judge Joseph Wise courtroom. Only testimony will be taken to determine the court's jurisdiction for the suit against the film. Five persons were killed. A sixth is in critical condition after a freight train smashed into a car at Scott's Crossing near Corry, all from Corry. A voter registration drive is underway in Pittsburgh this weekend. James McCoy, the United Negro Protest Committee, which is spearheading the drive, told KQV News.
Approximately 20,000 people in the total ghetto area, and this is a very conservative figure, who are not eligible to vote simply because they have not registered or simply because they have disqualified themselves otherwise.
KQV Weather Service, cloudy and warm tonight, low of 65. Cloudy, warm, and humid Sunday with afternoon showers, high 85. 77 degrees.
Hi, this is Dan Ingram for the American Contemporary Thingamabob. I'll be talking with an old fraternity brother of mine, Godfrey Cambridge, in just 60 seconds.
Hi-ho, hey-hey, Junior and Little Troubles away. Faster, smoother too. Life seems brighter when you chew. Hi-ho, hey-hey, Chew Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Hi-ho, hey-hey, chew your little troubles away. Hi-ho.
Old Woman by Henry.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on. Pepsi pours it on.
Today, people like their soft drinks cold, really cold. And that's when the taste of Pepsi-Cola really comes alive. Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
Taste that beats the others cold. Pepsi pours it on.
We're talking with Godfrey Cambridge, star and former fraternity brother of mine. I guess we're still fraternity brothers.
We're doggone sure are, man. Pipe and bowl forever. Darrell Hofstra College. No, no, it's called University.
University,
yeah. They raised the tuition, that's what it was. I never get out of Long Island. I know that sounds almost like Tula Bankhead saying something like, darling, I never get down in the subway. I mean, my chair, where would the club cars be? I just never get out there. Yesterday, we had a press conference to announce the announcement of the formation of a new group called the National Repertory Theater. That's going to be composed of unknowns like Henry Fonda and Robert Ryan and Roddy McDowell and Martha Scott. Set up a whole thing where we're going to have a repertory theater out in Mineola, Long Island, and we're going to commit for 1 month to do I Want to Do a Man Who Came to Dinner, and I think they're going to open with Our Town. And it was an idea that just snowballed. And because we felt England has their National Repertory Theater with Sir Laurence Olivier, and it's going to be a place where you work with your peers, you know, as it were, and people that you love and you may never have worked with before, and you can make mistakes like dear old sweet Laurence Olivier did in Othello. You know, if he's had the courage to try, I think he was more concerned with playing a Negro than Othello, but he got really confused, man. Every now and then he'd go from that high-pitched Elizabethan squeal to Amos and Andy, you know, so it sounded like...
And I did see Desdemona, and there she was.
And I said, Desdemona, what happened?
I said, what is that?
You must commend him for his courage, but the reason I juxtapose that all with Long Island was the fact that Sam Zolotow of the Times, who was a very able reporter, made me feel very uptight because he kept saying, well, will people go out to Mineola? You know, and he said it as if, my goodness, as soon as you got off the train, you'd be attacked by a bunch of Aborigines with bows and arrows, you know. And I said, wait a moment, I went to school out there, Sam. I'm sure that you can get safely to Mineola and back if it's a good production.
Ah, Mineola, the pearl of the Orient. School days, school days. Thank you, Godfrey. We'll talk to you again soon. This is Dan Ingram for the American Contemporary Thingamabob.